about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know how to wrap up today's show for you, but probably the word would be disturbing. All right, a lot of kind of disturbing stories to talk about today, okay? For example, many of you men that have been popping fish oil, right, you know, for your heart, and because your doctor's been telling you to take fish oil, I've been telling you to eat fish. All right, but if you've been taking fish oil, I don't give you too much crap for it. You know, it's better than, you know, not having any fish, I suppose. They're saying men who eat fish oil could actually be putting themselves at risk for prostate cancer. Okay, don't you hate that? You've been doing something all along, and then somebody says you better not do it. Okay, then we have a report. Apparently, there is a watchdog group that says the Department of Justice was behind, our United States Department of Justice was behind some of the Trayvon Martin protests, funding them, organizing them. What, that, disturbing? What's going on here? Why is the government involved? And we, yeah, don't, I know, we'll talk about that. Then I guess, there were, reports that when the Asiatic flight crashed, okay, in San Francisco on Saturday, that passengers were told to stay in their seats and not evacuate. And that was probably about a minute and a half before the fire ensued. So, I, you know, when you hear things like this, it's like, what? So, kind of disturbing. So, as you can see, we got a lot to talk about. Very busy show today, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. And I know many of you want to talk about the George Zimmerman trial. The defense is rested. I guess closing arguments are supposed to happen now. But all morning they were debating whether to now introduce a third-degree murder charge. Third-degree murder charge, right? Or allow the jury to come up with lesser charges, like manslaughter, etc. When the defense said, wait a second, why are you guys throwing this at us now? Third degree defense, degree defense, we need some time to now prepare that. The judge, from what I understand, said hell to the no. So, just kind of very confusing. I think what's confusing me about the George Zimmerman case is because I thought I knew a lot about law. I thought I knew a lot about court proceedings, and I guess I don't. I know some people are like, well, duh, Dr. Dahlia, I could have told you that. I was like, no, I just thought, you know, if certain things happen, okay, that it would cause a mistrial, or I didn't realize how loosey-goosey forum and protocol was. You know, I don't understand that. I mean, whether you think George Zimmerman was guilty or not, right, you know, for killing Trayvon Martin, we do have a 17-year-old who's dead. Okay, unfortunately, very, very tragic case. I'm just confused how, you know, you could, like, for example, before the defense even finished, I guess George Zimmerman was asked by the judge, are you going to testify? And I thought the lawyer was supposed to speak on behalf of the defendant. And no, I guess judges can bypass lawyers and go straight to the defendant. So I guess that could save you money. I mean, if you're going to have to speak to the judge yourself, you know, why spend all that money having an attorney if the attorney gets bypassed? I didn't get that, okay? I also didn't understand why people have to straddle things in front of a jury. I thought the whole straddling and the on top and the under type of discussions. I had to make my kids leave the room. I had no idea it was George Zimmerman trial. I thought it was, you know, some triple extreme Showtime movie. But no, apparently that was a trial. So I guess there's straddling and on top and dummies, and that's supposed to be admissible evidence. It blows my mind. All right, then I guess you're supposed to be tried if you're going to be charged with a second-degree murder. Okay, and your defense proves that it's not second-degree murder. In the ninth hour, the 11th hour, are you allowed to then throw another charge? And does the defense get to go and do the whole case or no? Because they already defended against that one charge, something else gets to be thrown at them. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Okay, I understand that there could be lesser charges, right? But don't those lesser charges all have to be disclosed before the trial starts? And again, this isn't about whether George Zimmerman is innocent or guilty. I'm looking at just, you know, law. And I'm just looking at how this case is being done, and I'm confused. I guess I thought I understood the legal process a lot better than I did. I guess prosecution had been erasing Trayvon Martin texts and pictures on his phone. Doesn't tampering with evidence mean mistrial? Those are reports, unless maybe that never happened and those reports were wrong. I'm just kind of confused by what I'm hearing. That just doesn't make sense. And then I didn't think the government was supposed to step in on a case that hasn't even been brought to trial yet. I know many of us were confused when President Obama came out saying, you know, if he had a son, he would look like Trayvon. I was kind of confused by that. I mean, you know, I always imagined if I had a daughter, what my daughter would look like. I don't think I could predict what my daughter would look like. I'm sure she would kind of be a hoochie mama, right? I mean, I'm sure she'd probably blow through the training bras like I did. And I think she'd probably be a big flirt like I was. But I could not predict what she looked like. You know, all I could do is pray that she wouldn't look like me. I mean, Lord have mercy. Thank the Lord I have boys. Don't you ever think, oh my gosh, if I had a daughter, right, and she had my looks, oh my gosh, she'd be in trouble. And then now you have the Department of Justice. There's documents saying they were involved and financed some of the security for some of these protests. I guess I'm just really confused. I mean, unless maybe I'm naive, this is what happens. You know, the court is supposed to be a display of public opinion and politics. So if you're involved in a crime, depending on what administration you're in, will depend on your sentence, I guess. I don't know. I'm confused. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPreparedUs.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the United States of America. July 19, 20, and 21. Meet your instructors. 2 survival banquet dinners, $8. Dr. Norman Shealy, neurosurgeon, patent holder, inventor, author, Surgeon of the Year. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Dr. Julie Pennick, survival and health medicine. Dr. Joel Wallach, naturopath and veterinarian. Dr. Patrick Vickers, Gerson therapy and cancer treatment. Dr. Howard Shane, emergency dentistry. Mike Knox, survival gardening. Glenn Meter, survival still. Jeff and Karen Olson, survival shelters. The freeze-dry guy, survival food. Craig Douglas, radiation survival. USAPreparedUs.com, Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21. USAPreparedUs.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. We got a lot to talk about this hour. We also are heading into hurricane season with full force, just blowing right into hurricane season. So I'm going to have Thomas Baldrick on. He is a former television reporter, producer, covering many hurricanes on the ground. That's going to be interesting for ABC News. And he's also from Freeze Dry Guy, going to tell us why we need to prepare food-wise, what food preparedness is, and what are their yummy eats. And it'll be interesting. We'll do that at the end of this first hour. Real quickly, one of you asked me about fourth-degree murder over the break. Okay, this is what I understand in terms of first-degree murder, second-degree, third-degree, and fourth-degree murder, okay? First-degree is where you're, like, planning it. Okay, like I want to kill somebody. I'm like, let's say somebody wants to, I don't know, murder their boss or wife or whatever. Okay, there was an intentional act to commit murder. Second degree murder, from what I understand, is you, the defendant wants to hurt somebody, but it results in their death. Like, for example, I can't keep saying I'm pretending to be the bad guy, but let's say, you know, so a second degree murder charge is, you know what, I'm going to kick your butt after school. I'm going to kick your butt so bad. All right. You kick their butt so bad. You slam their head into the ground. They result in dying. Second degree murder. So first degree is where I am going to kill you and you kill the person. Second degree is I am going to kick your butt. And then, I mean, most likely they wouldn't say butt if it ends up in murder, but you know what I'm saying. And the person dies. Third degree murder, which is the charge now that just came up out of the blue. I guess that now George Zimmerman could possibly be facing charges for, even though we just went through the whole court case for second degree. Third degree is if you were really reckless. All right. And so let's say you, and somebody died as a result of your being reckless. Okay. So for example, you were driving like an idiot. You were drinking when you were driving, even though sometimes you get manslaughter charges for that. But you were being so grossly reckless that it resulted in somebody's death. You're at a shooting range. And you were like, you know what, I'm going to shoot at your feet and let me see you dance. And the bullet actually goes and kills them. You see what I mean? That is, I think, what would fall under third degree murder. And then fourth degree murder, which we don't hear a lot about, is if your accomplice kills somebody, you could be up for fourth degree murder charges. Like, for example, let's say you guys decide to rob somebody's house. So you're going to go in, you're going to rob somebody's house. Okay, the person ends up being home. Your buddy that you're robbing the house with decides to shoot that person. Well, you were only there to rob the house. But because you were there and your accomplice shot somebody, boom. Now you're up on fourth degree murder charges. Is that kind of, that's from what I understand the definitions are. All right. But, I don't want to spend too much time on that because we've got so much else to talk about. But the manslaughter is the step down. And the manslaughter is what I see George Zimmerman probably getting convicted for. Okay. Because, from what I understand, huge public opinion and huge public push for there to be a compromise type of verdict, okay? From what I understand, the defense saying, look, it's either second-degree murder or you acquit him. If we prove he didn't do second-degree murder, that's it. That's fine and dandy. Prosecution has already said before even the defense rested, can we maybe go for manslaughter, too? So my guess is that's what's going to happen. Whether that's fair or not is another discussion. Manslaughter is the unlawful killing of somebody without wanting to kill them. All right. But it could have been voluntary. It could have been involuntary. And it's really kind of close to that third degree murder charge. It's really close. There's a fine line between them. I apologize. I'm not an attorney. All right. I'm a lover, not an attorney. And so I can't really define the difference. I'm sure one of you can. But you didn't plan on killing somebody. George Zimmerman didn't plan on killing Trayvon Martin. He followed him. When the cops told him to stop, according to the defense, he did stop. Okay. And then Trayvon Martin jumped him. They get into a fight. This all depends on the art of law. Either George Zimmerman is really innocent. Okay. Because for the defense, it was self-defense. He was standing there. Trayvon Martin jumps on him. Yeah, George Zimmerman should have never followed him to begin with, but he stopped, and defense says there's proof that he stopped when police told him to stop. He stopped, Trayvon Martin allegedly jumps him, they get into a scuffle, Zimmerman fears for his life, kills him. Okay? You know, or was he with the CCW, which is something that we've discussed all week. Okay? If you are a concealed carry, if you have a weapon, okay, does that automatically throw you into a level of responsibility such that if somebody dies, it is going to then be construed as an unlawful killing. And my guess is the jury is going to go for manslaughter. Okay, should it be second-degree murder or nothing? That's what I thought. You know, I thought that the prosecution picks the charge, you defend against the charge, and then you're either free of the charge or not. But I guess this happens all the time. There's lesser charges, there's compromise deals, things like that happen. And the next few days going to be extremely interesting. Now, what is going on here with this report on, I'm sorry, I want to find the report where a watchdog group claims that the Justice Department was involved in organizing and implementing plans for rallies in Sanford, Florida after the 2012 shooting death. Now, these documents were published yesterday by a conservative watchdog group called Community Relations Service. Now, these protests, if you remember, occurred right after news broke out that George Zimmerman was let go after being initially arrested. And when the Sanford police chief had to resign, or I think he was ousted, okay, because of his handling of the case, these riots were plentiful. And the riots get credit for George Zimmerman being in the courtroom today. However, why would the Department of Justice be involved? According to this, the Department of Justice's Community Relations Services entered the Trayvon Martin controversy March 25th to 27th. According to the documents, its personnel were deployed to Sanford, Florida to work marches, demonstrations, and rallies related to the shooting and death of an African-American teen by a Neighborhood Watch captain. Days later, according to these documents, from March 30 to April 1, the agency reported that it provided support for protest deployment in Florida. Now, was the Department of Justice there to, you know, keep things in tap for security, or did they really fund? According to some of these reports, there was actually funding involved as well. They say Judicial Watch's document indicate that the Department of Justice spent at least $5,300 in hard costs to support the rallies, an amount that does not include the salaries of personnel tasked to intervene. Okay, now, I don't know much about watchdog groups. I don't know much about documents that get posted online. I get the story. I tell you guys about the story, and then you all could discuss it. We all could investigate it, etc. But that's kind of concerning. Okay, I mean, just the thought of our government being involved in a case before the case even gets to be investigated. Now, of course, this has been a criticism we've had, and many of us have had this whole time. I mean, you know, where somebody, before he's even tried, there's so much public opinion out there that, you know, how does somebody get a fair trial or a fair hearing? But, all I could say right now is, with everything that I've seen surrounding this George Zimmerman case, even if he's guilty, you have to step back and go, was anything fair? And maybe we're naive to think that the judicial system or the government is supposed to be fair. Okay? I mean, if you shoot somebody, whether it was in self-defense or not, the president of the United States may actually publicly speak against you, personally. I mean, who knew? Who knew? Right? There could be the Department of Justice. If these documents are true, the Department of Justice can actually help fund rallies that garner support for the victim and criticism for the defendant. Now, whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty? Whatever happened to that? And even if George Zimmerman is guilty, okay, which like I said, I think the second-degree murder charges get dropped, but are going to be completely dismissed. But am I the only one confused by our judicial system? Anyway, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more, we have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it. And they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this headline today in medical news saying the omega-3 supplements are linked to prostate cancer. Just, you know, these are just another one of those studies that make you go, what? This is ridiculous. Ridiculous. But according to this new research, these omega-3 fatty acids that are found in oily fish and anti-inflammatory properties, okay? But taking the omega-3 supplements, we're not talking about eating fish. We're just saying taking the omega-3 supplements was associated with a 44% greater chance of developing low-grade prostate cancer. Overall, the fatty acids raise the risk of all prostate cancers by 43%. Now, this comes from a U.S. team of scientists that looked at blood samples from 834 men diagnosed with prostate cancer and 1,393 participants that didn't have prostate cancer. High blood concentrations of all three omega-3 fatty acids are found in supplements like your EPA, DPA, DHA, which we've talked about on the show. Now, the senior author, Dr. Alan Kristol, reports that we looked at the marker in blood for the intake of these fatty acids and found to our surprise that it was associated with increased risk of prostate cancer. Look, I like scientists. I give them a lot of grief, you know, because I used to work with them, when I worked for the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA. Yeah. And, you know, whenever you hear that a scientist showed any sort of like emotion or surprise, it kind of makes you giggle, right? Like, you know, them being in the lab going, you know, you usually don't see scientists do that. I know we all think of Beaker, you know, from the Muppets. Yeah. But remember Beaker worked with the other guy that was pretty stoic. Our usual picture of scientists, they're pretty stoic. And many of the guys I work with at the EPA, I was the only girl, except my boss was a girl too, pretty stoic individuals. I probably had the most amount of personality. I was like, oh my gosh, look at all the micro tubules. I don't know what the hell I was doing. I was so busy being bubbly, I don't even remember what I was doing. Oh, look at the aliquots. Oh, this is exciting. Look at this microgram, really? Microgram? No. But usually, they're kind of a revolving around the equator type of personality. But actually, something like this did surprise. That's the word Dr. Kristol used. We found to our surprise. Oh no, he didn't say it surprised us. He didn't say we wet our pants. He said we found to our surprise. So my guess is it really wasn't noisy when that happened. He said if you took an omega-3 fatty acid pill or a fish oil pill every day, you were at the highest risk group. Now, he wrote an online, this is online, the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. The scientist said evidence suggests that the fatty acids played a role in prostate cancer development, yada, yada, yada. We already talked about that. So they said people should consider potential risks. Now, I know many of you are popping your fish oil as we speak. Some of you listen to my show in the morning. Some of you listen to my show at lunchtime, and some of you late evening. So you're popping your fish oil as we're doing this. I mean, we're starting to hear news that appears that fish oil may not be all that, right? Remember last year they said fish oil doesn't really seem to lower cholesterol levels. Fish oil supplements. Mind you, not the real fish. Supplements. Okay, remember that came out and people were like, what? And I was like, what? And you were like, what? And I was like, what? But, you know, actually I wasn't, because I told you guys, any of my patients that avoid the statin medications and just try to take fish oils, their cholesterol is so high. I've never seen the fish oil pills work. Okay? You know, there is nothing around eating the real thing. Okay, I never understood this fascination with supplements in terms of being good for your health. The only reason why people are taking supplements, okay, remember, supplements are what they are. Supplements. So they supplement something you're not doing. So that doesn't mean you're going to have all these extra benefits. All supplement means is it's going to hopefully protect you from there being a dearth. Okay, just like when you guys take calcium supplements for your bones. The calcium supplements are really not going to build up your bone. Okay, you know, you're done building bone after your puberty and teenage years. Okay, that, you know, your bone mass is pretty much decided then. But if you have a dearth or a scarcity of calcium in your body, that could wreak havoc on the bones because hormones such as your parathyroid hormone is going to try to leach calcium from the bones to try to fix it into your system. So we tell you to take calcium supplements so you don't have this reaction where your body decides to leach calcium from the bones. We want the bones left alone, and we want you having plenty of calcium in your system, not too much, you don't get kidney stones, but so you have plenty of calcium so the bones don't have to weaken even more. So when people take supplements because they think these supplements are going to be the anti-aging or the super-all or end-all of anything bad happening to them. No. The reason why fish oil supplements are out there is because somebody in the nutritional supplement industry figured out that a lot of you don't like to eat fish. Okay? I don't like to eat fish. I could get through salmon. As long as that sucker is buttered up and can slide off the plate, I could get salmon in me. I can. Okay? Do I eat salmon every day? No, I don't. So, you know, do I really think omega-3 supplements cause prostate cancer? No, I don't. I don't really see how these little omega-3, little beautiful, glowing, brownish pills, okay, could do that. However, all right, what I think this means is don't think you could just live on supplements, okay? If you're already going through the effort of taking the omega-3 supplements, I would like you to put 1/100th of that effort into just trying to eat the regular fish. Because if more news comes out that some of these supplements use substrates that do really hurt you, we're going to have to take you off the supplements. We're going to have to do away with these supplements. And I'm sick and tired of hearing these news reports say people that take vitamins have less life longevity. People taking calcium supplements can have heart disease. People taking omega-3 supplements are linked to prostate cancer. My guess, what I'm deducing, is there could be something in the substrate of these things that could be harmful. So if you could eat the gosh darn fish, eat the gosh darn fish. Okay, if you could exercise, if you could take something else that at least has been FDA approved, like a nice juicy pharmaceutical to lower your cholesterol, okay, in a low dose that doesn't cause you to have body aches or liver enzyme issues, then maybe try for that. But be very careful of these random nutritional supplements where there's various different concoctions and we don't have oversight. I'm just saying be careful. I'm not saying not to take them. Just because this study links omega-3 supplements to prostate cancer doesn't mean I'm telling you to stop taking omega-3s. But what I am urging you to do is try to put an ounce of that energy that you use buying those supplements into going to the fish section and finding a piece of fish that you could throw down your gullet. Make sense? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In the next hour, we're going to be talking about some good news. There's a study that finds if you have cancer, you're less likely to get Alzheimer's. And if you have Alzheimer's, you're less likely to get cancer. You see? So Alzheimer's and cancer isn't all bad. There is some silver lining. So we're going to be talking about that in the next hour. What we are, though, going to be talking about in the next segment is hurricane preparedness. We have somebody joining us. This guy is fascinating, Thomas Baldrick, who actually has been on the ground covering tornadoes, covering hurricanes from ABC News. This guy is very dynamic, and he's fascinating. And the reason why I know him is I met him through Freeze Dry Guy. And you guys know how much I love Freeze Dry Guy. But I didn't realize that this guy had all this experience with hurricanes, tornadoes, and food preparedness. So we might as well give him a listen. This is going to be a fascinating segment. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, Tropical Storm Chantel appears to be pretty fast moving. And from what I understand, it's still kind of huddling near Barbados, and we are predicting that it may be coming up close towards the Florida coast. And, you know, it just kind of reminds us that we're in hurricane season. Hurricane season doesn't have to be August. Hurricane season can start as early as June, go deep into November. And, you know, with all the changes with the El Nino and the water temperature, etc., there could be various variations in between. Now, I'm always harping to you guys about hurricane preparedness and tornado preparedness and Obamacare preparedness and any other things to prepare for. And many of us, we say, yeah, we're prepared, but we don't. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of Freeze-Dried Guy because I love their food. I eat their food. And in my supply storage, I use Freeze-Dried Guy. So I figured I would introduce you somebody who is extremely fascinating, who has actually covered hurricanes, tornadoes when he worked for ABC News. He's a television reporter, producer. Plus, he's also from Freeze-Dried Guy, so can answer some of our questions on what those goodies are. So I'd like to introduce Thomas Baldrick. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good morning. How does a guy like me try to keep up with your energy level? That's what I'm asking myself as I listen to you.
Okay, so I mean, what was the worst hurricane you covered, and where were you?
Oh, I'm trying to think. I don't know if it was Andrew. I know there was some really heart-wrenching stories with Gordon. Florida is pretty much Florida and a few along the North Carolina coast. Cape Hatteras kind of seems to be ground zero for a lot of them, but it's amazing what a hurricane does. And it kind of happens in cycles. There's a panic that happens when the storm is coming, and people are like, oh, geez, I should have done something, but I didn't. So they get in this frenzy, and they try to go to a supermarket, and there's only 3 days of food there on a good day. So things are cleaned out. And then the storm comes, and people wonder what's going to happen, and they're worried to death, and there's high winds, and there's heavy rains, and there's flooding, and they look at everything they have and everything they own being washed away in a matter of hours. The thing that's fascinating to me is how tornadoes frequently pop up during hurricanes. So you'll see a hurricane, a damage to where the storm was, and then inside are pockets in those communities where tornadoes popped up and just leveled everything. And then, Doctor, the aftermath is the last phase, and that's when people look at the devastation. That's when the stress of, oh, my God, what did I lose financially occurs, and your immune system is down. You know when you're stressed out, and you find a lot of people get sick after hurricanes. There's not food to eat. There's not clean water to drink. And these are things that, as you just said, people can fix now.
Right. You know, and I'm seeing various degrees of suggestions on how much you should have in your storage locker or your preparatory room. You know, when it comes to hurricanes or tornadoes or fires, I mean, you know, it's hard to predict if you need 5 days, 15 days. What in your experience has been the norm of how much food supply or storage supplies for how long should be kept?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. A lot of people like to beat up on FEMA, but I don't know how many people would want to take on that job. Going into a community that's just been devastated by a natural disaster like a hurricane or something else. But you'll find that it's usually a period of days, maybe 5 days, maybe seven, something like that, where things start to show signs of normalcy again. The first few days are panic stricken.
Shock.
And
yeah.
And what you'll find often is that they get there, they get established, but then there's a time delay between where they can find you and get to you, or where you can find them and get to them. If you don't have a radio and your car's been destroyed, how are you going to get across town? And food is just one of those things. People stock up on weapons to protect themselves, but I don't know very many that can eat ammunition. You've got to do what you can. First thing is just staying alive. And that's not being over dramatic, but the first thing is staying alive. And food is comfort for many of us. And if you don't have to be stressed out about how am I going to feed when I've got no power, what am I going to do? If you had delicious food that could give you that comfort, and all you have to do is add water, well, that's a solution right there.
So yeah, and before we get to the food though, I do have to say, when I threw this out there 2 years ago, when I asked everybody what is in your storage locker, what is in your silo, the number one answer was a weapon, and that does make sense to me because things go crazy. When you brought up, you know, the fear, when you brought up the shock, the chaos, I am for having a weapon. I hands down.
Absolutely.
But then the next thing would be the water, and the next thing would be the food. And then of course the medical supplies. A way to listen to the Dr. Dahlia show, you know, X, M, and Z. But now, okay, so tell me about, because I talk about freeze-dried guy all the time on this show, but I don't really, you know, tell them how easy it is and why this is something that's such a necessity during emergencies. I'll let you take over there. Take over there.
Well, for example, we've got a thing just called a bug out bucket. And that is something, when you've got a bug out, you grab it and you go. And it's in a plastic container with a handle. You could be out the door in a second. And there's like 32 servings in those. And that's pouches where literally, you know, if you don't have, you know, your fine china or even plates or anything, you can literally just pour the water into the pouch, wait a couple of minutes, and then eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's,
mm-hmm.
you know, staple meals like spaghetti with beef, chicken and rice, you know, macaroni, chicken Alfredo, even, you know, bacon and eggs are a breakfast skillet to start mm-hmm. your day in the morning. Mm-hmm. And these are all high protein foods, which will give you energy when you're really going to need it, because the stress of the aftermath of the hurricane or during the hurricane is going to deplete anybody of energy.
Now, I bought
and
some
the shelf
of mine,
life with these,
Thomas, I bought some of mine a couple years ago. How long do these packages hold for?
That's just where I was following you. The shelf life of these is generally, for legal purposes, they say 25 plus years. But we regularly do taste tests with people, live taste tests, where Ronnie, our COO, will more or less, not blind people, but with them being able to see, he will give them new food that was newly just created, and compare that with food that's over 30 years old. And you would be shocked, or maybe not, at how many people say they enjoy the taste of the 30-plus year food just as much as the new.
No, I believe
so
it. For those of you for those of you joining us, this is Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy, talking to us about food preparedness during hurricane, tornado seasons, fires, etc. It looks like we're going to be coming up on the end of the show. Where do people get Freeze Dry Guy? The easiest place, and is there any discounts they could get through us? Because, you know, I want to be able to make sure people can do this and as inexpensively as possible.
Well, you're a rock star. So if they go to freezedryguy.com and get whatever they want, if they enter Dahlia, the code Dahlia, D-A-L-I-A-H, they will get 10% off right there.
That's a beautiful code. That's beautiful, yeah.
It is.
And
you know,
free shipping, too.
You talked about the season. Sandy ruined Halloween last year.
You're right.
And
you're
all
right.
The experts are afraid that people have hurricane amnesia. And they're expecting up to 20 named storms. We had the first one a month earlier. Today is the average day that the first named storm hits.
July
11th. We've already had a few, and they started a month ago.
Well, Thomas, thank you. And big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy for preparing as many people as they have. Guys, check that out. Go to freezedryguy.com. Use coupon code Dahlia. Don't go away. We'll be back for another hour.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.